Well, you guys had some, you know, some things stacked against you back to back, and they're waiting for you and all that. How do you feel your team fared under all that?
It was right for a long stretch. I think getting in the penalty box as much as we did was a challenge. I like the way we started the third, then we got in the box again, and it's an unusual play game. You know, there was some real good stuff, and then some stuff that looked like you were starting to drag a little bit, right? Some clean plays that we can complete that we couldn't. Some tough breaks.
Yeah, there were some line change issues, or was it the line change combined with turnovers?
You know what? On the one, yeah, we got a shot blocked for the first one, but the second one, Pullman took a stick to the ribs pretty good, and he was didn't need the whole forward line coming off, obviously, but we were down at a D-man on that.
How'd you feel about your special teams tonight?
You know what, I liked it. We lost the draw on the one. That's a real powerful power play. So I liked our penalty kill, and I like the way we shoot the puck now from the power play. It's shot from the top when it needs to be, and it's pretty dangerous. Would have liked to have gotten out there a couple more times. So.
How about Dmytro Kulikov's return tonight?
Yeah, Bilton, as the game went on, I thought after about the 10-minute mark of the first, he looked right. So it's good to get him back for sure.
Some of the challenges that Pastrnak presents, obviously he's a great shooter.
I mean, that line is capable of creating some things when there's not a whole lot there, and then some basics right across the back of the net into the slot, and we obviously didn't handle them as well as we'd like to tonight. I don't know, I go into this game and said, well, we'll put four up there. I'd have taken that. I don't think we had enough jump to skate the way we were going to need to skate to win that game, but it was still right there for sure. Yeah, real good. Really good. Got some people back to make a difference. Got some confidence going, and it was real good.
Coach, what do you like so far about the game that Lucas Pila gives you this season?
Just hard and heavy. You know, he's a competitive guy that is a good veteran guy. He makes the right reads on a lot of plays. He battles, right? He's kind of the three or four guys back there on the blue line that are getting their first time now. I mean, Lucas played in the game a long time, but been off for a while, getting their chance. And they compete real hard every night.
When you signed him, did you expect that he would have such a big impact?
We were hopeful. You know, we saw him as a real good player in Las Vegas before he left, and I had him at the World Cup, so we were hoping he'd come in, and he's been battling some things, and we're hoping to come in and play well, and he has.
Paul, I know you sometimes look in blocks. This was an 8-game block sort of post-Christmas. You get a couple days now before your next, and do you sort of look at it that now you've got another tough 6-game block sort of starting Sunday the break?
For sure. Felt like a fair amount of travel coming out of Christmas with some time zone changes and things like that. It'll be good to get back home and another push. Yeah.
Would you like to go to Andrew Kopp on that promotion?
Well, it's just, with the match the way it was going to go, we could run them against Bergeron and not have to move the lines at all. I'm not saying I'm staying with it, but on the road when you can't get your match that you want, moving those guys around helps.
Shots against were pretty high. How do you feel about your goaltending today?
Goaler was good. You know, he made some big saves there, especially toward the second half of the first period to keep us right. Pretty good. Real good. Real happy with what he gave us. But he gave us a chance to win.